Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Tony.
What is the Michigan Certified Development Corporation?
The MCDC is the leading provider of the SBA 504 loan program here in the state of Michigan. We also work with banks and provide packaging for other SBA loan products.
All right. So you're talking about loans for small businesses.
That's exactly what we're talking about. Businesses all across the state that are expanding and growing and creating jobs. And we're there to help them access capital, to expand to their buildings, to add equipment, to increase their working capital lines. That's what our role is.
Do you have enough capital for the folks who are requesting it?
We have plenty of capital. last year in the 504 loan program, nearly $6 billion was accessed across the country. We at the MCDC lent over $50 million.
All right.
So there's plenty of capital out there.
All right, Jane. I've got a DJ business with Emily and with Brittany, and we want to go big time. What do we need to do to see if we can get some loans or grants?
Well, that's great. Well, first of all, get in touch with the MCDC, and we'll visit with you and talk about what your plans are. If your plans include purchasing a building and some equipment, we'll make sure you have your business plan, and then you need to work with a bank. We partner with banks on all of the loan products that we provide. So the bank will lend you up to 50% of your project. The MCDC will lend you up to 40%, which means you'd only have to contribute 10% equity. Most of the time, if you go to a bank, they're going to require 20 to 25% down payment. But if you work through the SBA loan program, that can be reduced to as little as 10%.
All right. It's not totally trash, Jane, but my credit's a little shaky. Do I need to get that in order, or is there some help for me?
Well, yeah, you absolutely have to have your personal credit in order. And as I said, because we partner with a local bank, you know, they are going to require that their underwriting standards be met. We provide just some additional support if you have a weakness in one or two areas. We also work with the Small Business Technology Development Centers in helping people get business plans prepared and projections written. So you need to have, you can't be completely in the garbage can. But we certainly work with companies that have some stress.
All right, Jane. Well, actually, I'm in pretty good shape because I have Brittany and Emily buy all the coffee and donuts, so I'm good. Listen, I need to roll out the red carpet for you because you've received an honor that you're very happy about, the Financial Services Champion of the Year Award at the Michigan Celebrates Small Business. The MCSB is an event that will be on Thursday, and that's pretty cool to get a little hardware.
Yeah, I'm very proud, actually, and I'm fortunate because we have a great team at the MCDC to help support me, and we work with great bank partners across the state and with small business as well.
What does it mean to win this award? What are they trying to tell you?
Well, it's very much an honor to be recognized. You know, we're nominated. I was nominated due to my efforts on behalf of small business. I've been in this business now going on 8 years. And as I mentioned, you know, several hundred million dollars we've been instrumental in getting out to small businesses to help their growth. And I think it's a recognition of the investment in time and resources that I've made and that the MCDC has made to the state and to small business here.
Jane, want to get your take on small business in the state of Michigan. Much is being made of what's happening with Governor Rick Snyder. He is trying to balance a budget that faces a deficit of almost $2 billion. And the word I keep hearing is that if you're a big fat cat business person, you're going to get all these tax breaks and the middle guy and the poor people are going to have to pick up the slack. It's also said that the small business isn't being serviced as much as needed. What's your take on that?
Well, we hear a lot of discussion with the term economic gardening coming from the administration, and that focuses specifically on growing the business you have in your state as opposed to looking outside and trying to attract big companies to come in. Economic gardening, which is a strategy that's supported by the Small Business Association of Michigan and by the MEDC, you know, focuses exclusively or focuses very much on working with small businesses within the state of Michigan right now and providing resources for them and tools that they need to grow, because small business is a very significant generator of jobs in this economy, and more jobs come from small businesses than from large corporations. So I think the outlook for small business is actually pretty good here in Michigan, and we think there's opportunities. We're happy to provide one tool in the toolbox to help small businesses grow, but I'm very encouraged about the outlook for our economy and the outlook for small business in Michigan.
And finally, Jane, with all the stresses and strains of this economy and the budget deficit, not only federally but here in the state, we've got these high gas prices, but I still sense there's a pretty good vibe, and I keep reading and seeing that there are jobs out there and that things are looking better.
I agree completely. Consumer sentiment is turning. The future looks bright, and we're very encouraged and very much looking forward to tomorrow and the next day, because we think good things are going to be happening here in Michigan.
Jane Scherzer is president of the Michigan Certified Development Corporation, and she will be honored with the Financial Services Champion of the Year Award as the Michigan Certified Business Development Corporation celebrates small businesses in an event that's on Thursday. Congratulations, Jane. As always, great to talk with you.
Thanks, Tony.